Okay, world peace 3. What the current situation then, and how it looks like, and how it actually, what is actually going on. And you know, this image here, we can have the Lord of the Rings scenario there with the bad guys, oh, this Sauron or whatever, attacking that poor Midgard. And then we have the elves and the beautiful noble ones from the free world cooperating valiantly and so on to defeat the force of darkness. And well, of course, it's as usual. Who is the victim here? It's people, the ordinary people, wherever they are, who are, and this is always like that in a war situation, right? Or when the big boys and girls nowadays are having their fights and quarrels. But just to get a perspective on things, in case this is the image you have, let's just zoom out a bit and take a look at the slightly bigger picture here. First of all, and we need to take that into consideration here. That this picture we get, well, we see it on our screens. On those little phones we have, and the computers we have, and on the TV sets we have, and maybe some still buy paper, newspapers. But that's where we get the information. Most of us. Now, what we see on those screens you know, there's something there. Services, the platforms, the media are generally owned by people over here, point to America. And we have to take that into consideration because today who speak about war, it's hybrid war and so on, and that includes communication war. If you are controlling the communications that allow you to put messages into the minds of large masses of people. Nowadays we talk global masses of billions of people, then you have a very strong advantage. We should never underestimate the importance of this. And it would be very ignorant and foolish of us to just take that which we see on our screens, whether it comes from different directions and seemingly from the free world, and as fact seems to be facts and all of that. We should know that today the methods used, for instance, in the past propaganda systems of the KGB and the what you call totalitarian governments are primitive compared to the sophistication and effectiveness of propaganda today. But we'll get to that. For now, yes, terrible war here. And you may be one of those. For whom this is the obvious, evident picture. Good guys, bad guys. After all, how can anyone justify attacking another sovereign country? Now, this country over here, let's look a bit at history. In the years also, they attacked this country over there, sovereign country. And they killed, I don't know how many people. This went on for so many years. I don't know about the Cuba, we could check it. Then they went here and making war there. Then they attacked this country, Iraq. And then they went into this country and killed the leader. And then they attacked that country. They wanted to kill the leader too. And they attacked Syria, and then they attacked that country, Afghanistan, to get rid of their leaders. I think also they went into Serbia, whatever happened there. Millions of people died. Millions of people became homeless. And this country over there, the US, no one declared war against them. They declared war against those. And invaded them. Sovereign, independent countries on the other side of the planet. Now, yes, war is terrible, but hey, look here, what's going on? Something more than meets the eye, isn't it? So maybe we, again, we need to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. Why, what's happening here, actually? Who is the good? Who is the bad? Or are they all bad? But you know, today there are a whole bunch of military experts, university professors, and others who really understand the world situation from knowledge and can explain it to us and do so in books and so on. And it's not about opinions, but about facts, knowledge about history. So let's look at that. Get ourselves a bit educated. I think we need that today.